ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
In a country of more than 120 million people, how many tourists are too many? Japan is home to some of the most densely populated cities on Earth, where large crowds are a way of life and tourists are, for the most part, very welcome. But one community has reached breaking point, erecting a mesh net roughly the size of a cricket pitch to block one of the most popular views of Mount Fuji. It's to stop bad-behaving tourists who break the law to capture the perfect photo. Jane Lawson is a travel writer. She's lived in Japan and now hosts food tours in the country, and she joins us. Jane, welcome.
Thank you, Patricia. Good morning.
Just paint a picture first. What's the view like of Mount Fuji? Why is it so popular?
Well, look, that area is particularly well known and has long been used as an area for Japanese to travel to for recreation and relaxation. The idea is that you go to the area at the base of Mount Fuji, which is sort of stocked with lots of beautiful old ryokans, Japanese inn. There's lots of hot springs, onsen, because, of course, Fuji-san is a volcano, so there's lots of thermal activity there. And people go and relax, have lovely meals and enjoy the company of their family, get out, do some walking in the forest, etc. And there are many places actually in this region where you can view Mount Fuji from. So it's kind of bizarre to me to think that there's this one place, which is the result of social media, actually, of a photo that was posted about 2 years ago that people are going to and rushing to get to take this photo of a convenience store that looks to be sort of Mount Fuji seems to be sitting on top of the convenience store if you get it from a certain angle.
Right. And why do why do locals hate it so much? Why are they so angry?
Well, you know, this is happening a lot in Japan at the moment, unfortunately. You know, over-tourism is a big thing around the world. But in Japan, there are lots of areas that are still obviously very traditional and quite, you know, small, and in some areas that it's quite difficult having a lot of tourists. That particular area is not an area that's used to having a lot of foreign travellers there. And I think this particular convenience store and for this one image happens to be a few minutes walk from a train station. But when I had a quick look yesterday, because I've been seeing this story pop up a little bit, there are actually in that one area, in about a 12K strip, there are actually 11 of these particular convenience stores. And from pretty much from probably at least half of them, you get a very good view of Fuji. So why it's this one is just purely to do with that one shot I think they've seen on social media, which is a bit of a shame, really. Mm. And I think obviously the people are not used to having this crowd of people there. It is just maybe that's pretty sleepy little area. It is a tourism area, so they're still used to having people, but obviously this has sort of pushed them over the edge.
It's pushed them over the edge. They've taken action themselves.
Yeah.
You know, how are local authorities feeling about that?
I don't know how the local authorities are feeling about that, but obviously they're not going to, you know, they're obviously not doing anything about it. If that's actually going to be erected, they've gone, well, you know, the locals, that's what the locals want. I think it's obviously a knee-jerk reaction. I can't see that it's going to make, you know, obviously it'll make a difference for a little while, maybe, if people don't, you know, end up going there and going, oh, well, great, we can't get this shot, but they'll find it somewhere else. So just move on to the next convenience store with a view of Fuji. So, I'm not sure how much it's going to help them, but they do say it's temporary, but, yeah, it does seem quite extreme.
Just in the last minute we have together, like, what does that mean? Is this what happens now? People come on your tours and say, I need to get this Instagram shot I've seen?
No, my tours are very different. They're quite high-end and it's a little bit older demographic. I think these are mainly young people who were very influenced by, you know, TikTok and Instagram and all that sort of stuff. So I don't think, you know, there are areas that are over-touristed by big groups, but my groups are very small, so we don't, you know, it doesn't really affect us at all.
Really interesting. Thank you so much for joining us.
No worries. Thank you.
That's
see you later.
Travel writer Jane Lawson. It's quite the story, really. Some people just a bit over tourists. It's a mixed story, the old tourists. I mean, you know, they're fantastic for the economy, of course, but if there are lots of tourists and you can't, you know, get on with your life, I suppose it would be frustrating.
Getting in touch with ABC RN is easy. Join the conversation live using the ABC Listen app's call and text features.